should not excuse his clothes on Guantanamo now!
Hundreds of demonstrators marched in a cold rain along Pennsylvania Avenue. Protesters in black hoods and orange jumpsuits led the way. They represent the 171 detainees still held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Tom Parker is with Amnesty International.
Guantanamo's been open for 10 years, too long. It's not keeping anybody safe. It's only open really now because of domestic politics. It serves no real useful purpose. It's a stain on America's reputation.
Guantanamo has held nearly 780 detainees over the past decade. Opponents of the facility say the vast majority of the remaining prisoners are not a national security threat to the United States. Protester Dan Bergevin lives shackled in a cage across from the White House.
We continue this abominable program that jails people with no charge and keeps them away from their families and people that they love. I mean, you know, we just have to ask ourselves as Americans, would we want to be treated that way?
10 years ago, and just months after the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the United States, the first detainees were flown into Guantanamo. Images of shackled prisoners in orange jumpsuits captured in the War on Terror led to human rights groups questioning the interrogation techniques being used here. Some analysts that support Guantanamo refer to those held as hybrid warriors and say detention of the enemy during wartime is part of a broader effort to win the conflict. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Cully Stimson.
You detain people not to punish them. You detain people lawfully under the law of armed conflict to prevent them from taking up arms against you. You don't want to rearm the enemy while you're trying to defeat the enemy.
Still, former detainees say their time spent in Guantanamo represents a dark page in the modern history of humanity. Moazzam Begg spent 2 years in Guantanamo.
This is an anniversary of tragedy, of pain, of torment, of families being ripped apart.
President Obama promised to close the Guantanamo Detention Center, but Congress has blocked efforts to move the prisoners. The political situation is difficult, says Congressman Jim Moran.
And the political reality is that unless the American people become better educated about this and far more forceful in terms of caring about it within the context of the democratic process, it's not going to change.
Now, 10 years after the first terrorism suspects were sent to Guantanamo, protests continue. There is no sign the detention center will close anytime soon. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.